Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get an ad-free edition of the HLS podcast, plus get a weekly bonus episode recapping the national picture, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. Again, that is patreon.com/ndtex. You will also get some other exclusive content in the form of posts every week as well. So make sure to join our Patreons, including new Patreons Stacy F. and Shane P. No, not the other Shane that podcasts with me. This is a different one. But make sure you join them as well as all of our other Lowell Patreons. Thank you all for your support. Well, hello and welcome to a special Friday night sim night over here at Her Little Suds. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex. And as always, you can catch us live over here on twitch.tv/HerLittleSuds, getting the crazy schedule started early. And of course, you can get on the podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Join us at Discord over at HerLittleSuds.com/Discord. And of course, you can always find us in our home at herlittlesons.com. With that said, Shane, how are you doing, my friend?
Good. This is weird. Not only is it Friday, but I'm audio back, if as it were. Like, everything's weirdly fixed, but at the wrong time. So, this is weird.
It is weird. Yeah, I do apologize that this is out a day late. My kids decided to give me the gift that keeps on giving, which is norovirus. So I was puking my guts out last night.
Okay, because that's in other circles, it's herpes. So just okay.
Yeah. No. Oh God.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So I am feeling much better now. I got a ton of sleep while we were. The time we were going to do the sim, as soon as I put my kids to bed, I was straight out, so it was not going to happen. But we are here tonight. We're going to get this thing going. I just have some breaking news here as this is text came in, and because my wife took care of everything. Yeah, she made sure to come in to get that clarification in. So we are back to normal. I could be heard through the walls, and
apparently, it should be noted that Tex has done nothing in his household contributions for the past 24 hours, and here we are ready to record. All right, great, hey, great, good recap.
Yeah, great recap. All right, but here we are. We are going to have Notre Dame, Georgia Tech. It is senior day. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we do not have a senior mass sub button in here, but hopefully we should get to it in the real life, because in real life, Georgia Tech, they are very, very bad, Shane.
Yeah. This year, they're pulling a Notre Dame 2016, man, where they're just doing everything wrong at the end of every possible game. You know, they're rinse and repeating Duke after Northwestern after Duke after Northwestern result, that kind of style. They keep losing games, although I'll say it's a team on the rise. You know, it is a 3-7 team. You know, we laughed last year when we were still watching them with their baby legs underneath them like a newborn giraffe. Like, oh, look, they're throwing it. Isn't that fun? Aw. But now, you know, they're losing games not by massive margins. 5 out of those 7 losses are single-digit losses. You know, it's kind of you can argue the coin flip scenarios, honestly, if you lose that many that way, there's usually a consistent problem that somebody is exploiting. So it's more of a you thing than a them thing in this case. But I would say that next year, come this time, you know, we'll have looked back on the 2022 season and said, man, that Georgia Tech team was very akin to 2021 Arkansas, where they started oddly hot. They got a little bit of confidence. They opened their schedule with maybe an unexpected result. I won't say they'll irresponsibly vault up to number 8 like Arkansas did at one point in the season. I won't say that'll happen. But, I mean, it's the ACC, man. It is a shit conference, and Clemson is not doing so hot. So right now, if there's going to be a time for a weird team to sneak up, we all know it's not going to be Miami. Not yet. I understand they want to put $20 million a year into their budget. That's real cute. Let's see what happens when you actually start doing that. And maybe, you know, and maybe keep the boosters away this time around. But, you know, I expect that Georgia Tech is going to have an opportunity to rise. And it's not going to be this game. It's not going to be this year. But just keep in mind, if you're better in the future, maybe be a little bullish on early Georgia Tech in 2022.
Okay. All right. That sums up the Georgia Tech side. On the Notre Dame side, not too much has changed. Kyle Hamilton's still out for the rest of the season. So you may see him back at a bowl game, TBD, on if he's healed up enough, if he feels like it's worth going. It's that awkward situation. Some of the players that are playing here may be knocked out by the flu. Apparently, that's still going around. So we may be in a situation just like last week, Shane, where we have people in there. It's like, oops, all gone.
So. Yeah. Oops, all freshmen. It's that cereal box. Yeah.
All right. So with all that said, how about we get a little Friday night sim party going, Shane?
Let's get some high school football shenanigans going.
Here we go. And here we go for the last time in HLS history. The virtual home game over in South Bend as Notre Dame will take on Georgia Tech to close out the home schedule. Can't believe it's come this far, Shane. Quickly coming to an end.
It feels like just earlier this, you know, just last week even, you know, we were watching this team struggle to make sense of what was happening against Florida State. Here we are now, it's senior day. It's like, it's a bunch of seniors' last day. It's also a bunch of juniors' last days. We won't talk about that. But in the home stadium, it's just got that feel, man. It's weird how fast we got here.
All right, and the toss is here. Tech loses the toss. And Notre Dame will defer.
You go ahead and put up the feet here.
Door, we're kicking away. Oh, that would help. Yes. My bad.
There you go.
I keep forgetting it's not automated, Shane. I apologize.
No worries.
So Tech comes out. Back to pass. And it is complete to Jamar Gibbs, the lone offensive weapon on Georgia Tech's side.
Yep. So you remember when Virginia had their, you know, football player? I mean, this is the team where I feel like if they're going to put a player in that position, it should be Jamar Gibbs.
And immediately taken down by Foskey is Jeff Sims.
Wow. Odd to see Jeff Sims in there, you know? They're trying to get things going. Not nearly as much of an athlete, you know, trying to run this kind of options rotation, but, you know, a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they try it again here on third and long. Back to pass. And it is complete, but not nearly close enough to the sticks. Kalani Norris pulls it down for 4 yards. And that is a 3-and-out for Georgia Tech right off the bat.
I do not expect Georgia Tech to be, prolific in moving up and down the field tonight. we'll see how it goes, but it's going to be a struggle.
And Kyron Williams gets an 11-yard return, gets close to midfield.
Someone else's de facto senior day over here, huh?
Yep, and he will probably be out there, as BK has noted. Anybody that is draft eligible and will likely go can get their senior day feel. And there's Code pulling it down on a read option. Tackle broken.
Wow.
Gets an 8-yard gain.
Surprising athleticism out of nowhere. It's every time he does it, though, is it not?
It is very weird how, as the season's progressed, he's gotten braver and braver, and it's worked more often. This is a straight handoff to Kyron Williams, who gets an easy first down on a 4-yard gain.
He cut up quick. He was still down on the play after there a little bit, so keep an eye there. But yeah, that was quick. Yeah, it is surprising to see Jack Cohen run, but at a certain point, you know, it's the fool me once, right?
Hand off to Williams, straight up the gut, 6-yard gain. And so far, the Irish are just trucking on the ground.
Yeah.
Second and 4, ball inside Georgia Tech territory. Notre Dame has pushed this up to the 38. Shotgun 4 wide, speed option, Cone breaks one tackle, can't break two, loses 2 yards.
You can see him trying to establish in this game himself as a confident runner, as an option that needs to be respected. I mean, it's like we were saying, it seems surprising every time he does it, but it's at a certain point we need to expect it as part of his arsenal.
Four wide for the Irish, third and six. Cone is back to pass for the first time today, and it is complete to Deion Colsey.
All right. Maybe Tim Priest will get his Deion Colsey touchdown before Logan Diggs gets 100 yards.
So a fresh set of downs for the Irish, who now come out with five wide. Drink. And it passes complete to Lindsey. Six-yard gain, second and four coming up. Ball just outside the red zone. Four wide, three over to Cone's left. Back to pass. Nope, it's a QB draw. And third and inches. Tommy Rees trying to do his own little tribute there.
It's part of the game plan. They must see something. I mean, it's not hard to see. I don't think Georgia Tech's going to have it much up front to challenge Notre Dame, but they really want to run Jack Cone today.
And on third and inches, it's a screen, and that was an awful idea as Kyron gets dropped for a loss. Notre Dame will have to settle for a field goal of all times and not just plow ahead.
Yeah, a rough situation. I mean, they were sending a couple extra guys on a blitz. It's just like the run had been so effective up to that point. I mean, anything on the outside would have been more effective there.
Well, this will be a 39. Check that out. That'll be a 44-yard field goal after the false start. So shoot themselves in the foot is Notre Dame right now. So now here comes the 44-yard attempt by Dorr. And the kick is up, and it is no good.
Wasn't that just the Irish special of a drive?
Ooh, man.
marching, no problem. Shoot self in foot, fail.
Yep, that goes wide left. Wow. That 44-yarder. And honestly, had it been 5 yards closer, it probably would have been good. Well, read option here. Down. Sims holds this for a 9-yard gain. Second and one coming up. Georgia Tech now has this on their own 36-yard line. Comes out with four wide. Irish have four down linemen. Back to pass to Sims. Over the middle and complete to McGowan. A 9-yard gain. So slot receiver getting a little bit of action early. Ball down on the 45 of Tech. Two tight end formation. And then the jet sweep here, coming around most of the defenders. Bertrand can't stop him. And Malachi Carter gets a 10-yard gain, finally brought down by Cam Hart.
Gets chased down, initial contact. But sheds. Oh, boy, it looks like two tackles. I mean, but yeah, he just could not get finished in that first contact.
And a read option here. Sims breaks a tackle, breaks two on the late pitch. But Gibbs gets taken down for a 3-yard loss. DJ Brown on the tackle.
Was the first option and was just pitched too late, quite frankly, because the play was shut down the second Jeff Sims had to shed contact.
Second and 13, ball just across midfield. Straight QB run here by Sims, brought down by Drew White after a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, see, this is a situation where I don't think Jeff Sims or Jahmyr Gibbs or anybody's going to be effective at bailing them out. They do not find themselves successful on three and third and longs like this.
We're going to try it with five wide here. Sims back to pass. Had somebody breathing down his neck, and woo, that looked very close to the sideline. They give the catch to Norris.
What?
There is no way in hell.
That's a joke. That is a joke catch. There's no chance in hell that doesn't get reviewed anymore. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm sorry. Are you kidding?
Ball,
did you see where he caught it?
The ball was caught.
Just keep watching. Keep watching. Yeah. Okay,
so
buddy.
Halfway
okay,
in.
Chief. Better review this one. ACC refs. Fuck me. ACC. A can't see shit.
I would say unbelievable, but Shane, we know this is absolutely believable.
Good Lord.
And here comes a sad punt on the Irish 45-yard line. Kick is away. And, of course, punts always bounce forward, and it rolls through the end zone for a touchback.
All right, so Notre Dame has to rectify this shit. They need to get it right on this drive because they clearly could move at will. They could clearly run the ball. They just need to get out of their own way.
They come out with two backs. Both will go out for a pass.
Okay.
Pass was intended for Diggs. It was dropped. Contact as soon as got there, but not a great start.
It's not a great start. Michael Mayer hasn't gotten involved. Once they remember he's there, things should change.
Oh, and Kyron Williams gets taken down behind the line.
Absolutely blown. Nobody picked up the rushing linebacker. Absolutely nobody came for him. Okay.
Yeah, that's an easy tackle for loss there when you get blitzed and untouched.
Not a great pre-snap read.
Third and 13 now for the Irish.
Air motion.
And waves the white flag on the draw. Okay. That's not frustrating.
Not the drive. Not the drive you wanted. No response. Now they're giving this game an air about, oh, challengeability, what's happening, high drama. Just typical first quarter Notre Dame bullshit.
Well, Zendi Ray is here to take the kick, and he gets close to midfield on that 13-yard return. Mm-hmm. Well, Georgia Tech will take over close to Irish territory. And I guess we get a little defensive highlight sizzle reel.
Just
this stinker of a first opening quarter where there's 2:30 left. And a handoff here and a lot of room. This is taken down by Jordan Mason. His first carry goes for 19 yards.
Yeah, it seems like right now Notre Dame is scrambling for answers. This score is a win for Georgia Tech. Surviving, the longer they survive with parity and keeping things close or taking the lead, the worse it will get as the game progresses.
Foskey tries to hit behind the line, and now it's pitched out to Gibbs for an 11-yard gain. Hey, Benny noted about the same thing I did with you. Benny, no lie, pre-show, I told him he looked like he was about to go kill younglings with the hood.
I'm in Jedi mode. I got the hood. It's cold as shit up here.
First and 10, ball just inside the red zone.
Okay.
Pulled down
it's
by
nobody.
Sims. He's got a wide open lane to the end zone. Georgia Tech scores. Whoa, this sucks.
Yeah, so no one was there for the QB. They had the pitch man and absolutely no help. This is exactly what you can't have. You see why that non-response, it was so lethal? Because now you're down and you're going to have to find yourself in a position to either rest control back for this game on fucking senior day from Georgia Tech or continue to go down.
Well, fun nightmares. This is going to be taken up by Tyree. He breaks a tackle across to the 20, nearly to the 30, but there's a flag on the play. Clipping. It is indeed clipping, so this will be brought back. Mm-hmm. And Notre Dame will have to start on their own 14. Prince Colley, the guilty party.
Then fucked up.
I like how BK's just aimlessly pointing to the ground.
Nothing.
It's turf. It's fucking turf.
It's turf.
First and 10 for the Irish.
They're out in motion.
And he goes back to block. That was weird. And Cone's going to get sacked as he held onto it for way too damn long.
This is just spiraling out of control.
On the sack. Yeah. Is this now a good time to mention that for whatever reason, the ratings of these two teams are equivalent?
Okay. What? Someone definitely miscalibrated here.
Yeah, that's... It's a thing, Shane.
Yeah, I see that.
Second and 18. Cone in his end zone trying to pass. Throws a screen to Diggs.
Wow.
And Diggs, thank God, breaks a tackle at his goal line. Fights for 2 yards. It is now third and 16.
He definitely took a 3-yard loss when he caught that ball. He turned that shit into something because that was going to be bad. Let's see if we can get Austin involved here.
Cone back to pass. 3-man rush. Throws over the middle to Colsey, and that's not nearly enough. Notre Dame will go 3 and out again for the second drive in a row.
Once again, hyper-conservative play selection, putting yourself in a disadvantageous position from jump. You know, the penalty alone. This has not gone Notre Dame's way since the opening possession. That's basically been it. And there you go.
And yeah, Ray breaks a tackle, and again, Yellow Jackets will start at midfield. Well, this is the worst reaction to bees I've seen since My Girl. Three down linemen for the Irish.
All right.
Sims back in the shotgun. Brings a man in motion. And a quick pass here, but broken up by Cam Hart.
Yeah, it was a good spot. It was a quick, you know, a quick toss right to a location. But yeah, hopefully that kind of contact, that kind of defensive play can hold for the rest of this game.
Four wide for Georgia Tech, and Gibbs pounds his way forward for 6 yards.
Here Gibbs just shucked Drew White like he was barely present. Yikes.
And believe it or not, Shane, this is only the second third down for Tech.
I believe it. They've just kind of figured it out.
Back to pass to Sims, has a lot of time, throws off his back foot.
His body.
And oh, it was broken up, but we got a flag on the play.
Pass interference.
What? I have never in my life seen this game figure that one out.
I haven't either.
Fuck? Wow.
Well, it will be declined, and there will be another sad punt in Irish territory.
Give the Irish a chance to breathe from this one, because they're probably
going
to...
Good God.
Yeah, there we go.
And that Coffin cornered into the five.
Sons of bitches.
Yikes.
Notre Dame is fucked. Okay.
This sucks. Ball is on the 5-yard line for Notre Dame. Cone in the shotgun in the shadow of his own end zone has 3 wide. Mayer comes in motion across to his right side.
Yeah, we'll catch a pass.
Hand off to Williams, and he runs up the gut for 9 yards.
Possibly the most accurate simulated Kyron Williams run ever. He's patient, held his arm out behind somebody, fell forward for 9 yards.
That is going to be the end of a interesting first quarter. Georgia Tech 7, Notre Dame nothing. Well, that's not going to help your playoff chances.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely not going to help Cincinnati's either.
3 wide for the Irish as they flip sides. Ball's on the 15. And off to Williams. He bounces it off to the right side. He's got a ton of room. Gets a 10-yard gain.
You could see him hitting that space. You know, didn't have enough room to turn on the Jets, but hitting the hole, no problem. Bouncing it outside, gain 10 yards.
Now, we got to mention Kyron Williams snubbed for the Doak Walker Award. I mean, hand the ball up to him. He's going to be pissed.
Yep.
Deep pass, and Lindsey's wide open, and he's going to be gone. He got caught in the 10. What the hell?
By the nerd in Atlanta. what?
Got caught by Zamari Walton. I called it too early. Yeah. A 67-yard gain. I thought Lindsey for sure had 6.
Can I just say, though, like, also super accurate, the fastest player on the team in real life would get caught like that? That shit would happen.
Cone goes under center. Ball just inside the 10. Hand off to Williams. Gets brought down after a 2-yard gain.
All right. Yeah, I saw this, the Kyron Williams snub, and I believe it was Robbie Toma that made one comment, and then Tyler Stockton, I think, came in from the top rope, was like, more like Joke Walker Award.
And Styles gets the jet sweep, and he goes nowhere. So now 3rd and goal. The Irish are trying to desperately get into the end zone and not settle for a field goal.
This is all on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, I figured as much. 5 wide.
Kevin.
Back to pass. Throws to the corner of the end zone into double coverage. And thankfully, it's incomplete.
Why?
You have 5 wide, and if there's double coverage on one of your receivers, somebody's wide open.
You had a steady pocket. You could have even run that one in.
Well, this field goal attempt from Dorr is up and good. 25 yards out. Well, the Irish are on the board.
Yeah.
7-3. It goes all the way through the end zone for a touchback.
Okay.
So Georgia Tech will take over at their 25. After having one good drive, didn't get a whole lot going afterwards.
No.
And a jet sweep of their own here, but Drew White snuffs it out. Only a 2-yard gain for Norris.
That's essentially what Notre Dame has to stick with and remind themselves that their focus is going to be winning up front. If they can just suffocate their lines, they can kind of disrupt the rest.
Sims back to pass, throws out to the flat to Gibbs, who breaks a tackle.
You got to close that.
2 yard gain, a hard earned 2 yards, but yeah, that was dead to rights in the backfield. Third
first
and five
on
coming
Jameer
up.
Gibbs, never effective apparently.
Sims is back to pass on third and five. Here comes MTA, breaks the tackle, and okay, I guess that was a pass, but
what?
Kind of squirted out, and if that's a pass, that's intentional grounding, but whatever.
He kind of bowled it, like it was bowling.
It was weird. It's like, am I having a fever dream right now? Am I still sick? Williams gets this, and he had two blockers in front of him, and they both whiffed.
They both just didn't do their job there. All right, fun.
Notre Dame will try to get the lead on this drive. They are taking over on their own 36-yard line. 5:50 left in the half.
They can do it again over the top.
And play action.
Yep.
A very, very quick, almost RPO-like there on the slant to Lindsay. A 12-yard gain.
They can stick with this for now. So long as they can connect and they can give Jack Cohn enough time in the pocket, I mean, they can torch this defense. They should.
Mayer goes in motion, Cone under center, and play action, and tipped at the line, and almost caught by Stiles, but I think he threw it down, because...
It was better that he didn't catch it, because he was going to catch it and run behind the line of scrimmage.
Second and 10 after a very weird play. Back to pass again as Cone throws it over the middle, almost picked off.
Should have been.
My God.
Yikes. Double coverage across the middle. My dude.
That's Keon White. That's a defensive lineman that almost picked that off. Third and 10. Cone back to pass. Throws deep to a wide open Lorenzo Styles. Easy touchdown.
Just like that. I mean, yeah, you could go with Lindsey first. You know, they just to establish that it can be done. Now you can exploit it over and over.
Michigan hockey on this glorious night especially sucks. I guess Notre Dame beat Michigan.
Notre Dame won
3-2. Sweet. Kick is up and good, and Notre Dame back on top, 10-7. Okay, can we now engage stop fucking around mode?
Okay, so let's just pretend all that didn't happen. Now we know that one play they can't stop, and we're just gonna keep running it, right? Good.
And a touchback here goes well out of the end zone. Oh, they were the number one team in the nation. Oh, man.
Yes, they were.
See, these are the things I miss out on when doing the parenting thing. Three down lineman for the Irish. Gibbs gets a handoff and has so much room. Ooh. He got like a weird... He like exploded backwards after that 8-yard gain. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was like a delayed clothesline.
Second and two again, three down linemen for the Irish. That is a lot of room up the middle. Hey, look where the pass goes.
And right up the middle. Yep.
Dylan Leonard, tight end, gets his first reception for a 12-yard gain and a Georgia Tech first down. Ball on the Tech 45. Four wide, three over to Sims' left. Back to pass. And it's complete to Gibbs near the 50 for a 4-yard gain.
Yeah, he's been getting decent protection. It just feels like that Marcus Freeman is not really sending pressure right now on this drive. They're going to have to start dialing it up.
Second and six. Four wide again for Tech, this time taking the field for three. Oh, but it's going to be a read option. Sims will take a forward for 3 yards. Now third and three, just past midfield.
That seems to be the thing, is they're just more concerned about his legs. And, I mean, you can kind of account for both, you know, given the right situation. So I think this is a good one.
And this is going to be the first third down conversion as Sims takes it down on the read option and gets an 11-yard gain.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're not having a spy in a short situation like that. I mean, you're asking for it. It's fine.
Ball pushed up to the Irish 37. Three wide. Gibbs gets a handoff up the middle. Lots of room. Stopped after a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, they're really marching down the field here, trying to respond. I mean, anything to keep them out of the end zone at this point.
I'm really not sure about continuing to do a three down lineman look. And a jet sweep taking advantage of that look. It was five wide. Absolutely suckered the Irish into a mismatch there as Norris gets an easy first down. Ball down the Irish 23. Three wide for Georgia Tech. Again, doing the jet sweep motion. And we got a little triple option here.
Yeah.
But Sims will go down and not be able to pitch it off to his third option. Second and eight upcoming.
Trying to bust up the entire playbook here in this on this drive. They're just mixing it up, keeping the Irish on their toes. And again, with three down linemen.
Four wide. This time it'll pay off. Back to pass to Sims. Tries to dump it over the middle to Gibbs, but he drops it.
It's going to be a costly drop. It seemed trivial. It seemed like it was maybe going to account for a two-yard gain, but that alone, the fact that it was dropped, killer.
Third and eight for Georgia Tech. Back to pass. To right. Trying to get a screen going. Go Sims breaks the tackle, but not the second one. Adebiola cashes in on the sack.
Yeah, yeah. He caught, you know, a first Adebiola twin, and then the second one said, nah, I got it.
The Adebiola combination. Georgia Tech going to try a 50-yard field goal. Remember, this is the side of the field that Dora missed his kick on. The kick is up, and it is good. Drilled the 50-yarder.
You can see it. It's falling. These balls are flying real low. Very, very minimal distance on them. If you barely knuckle it out of the way, it's going to miss. But good for him.
So we're tied up 10-all with 2:42 left to go in the half. And this is going to be kneeled in the end zone by Kyron Williams. So Notre Dame and Georgia Tech both have all three timeouts. We'll see what Irish could put together here as they come out with four wide. Williams in the backfield to Cone's left. Blitz coming. Throws
it.
And complete over on the sideline to Lorenzo Styles. A gorgeous dime.
Someone's emerging as a favorite target.
I tell you what, I am very much a fan of Lorenzo Styles' emergence this season. He has been fun to watch.
Hell yeah.
Ball now pushed up to the 44-yard line. Clock stopped and now is going again after the chains reset because he didn't get out of bounds. Delayed handoff. Williams breaks one tackle at the line. Only gets 2 yards.
Kyron Williams is back to running angry.
So it'll be second and eight. Notre Dame not using any of their timeouts. Clock still ticking. Down to 2:10 now. Too wide, too tight. Lindsay comes across in formation. And a speed option, but thankfully pulled him down by his face mask.
Yeah. Personal foul.
Face mask. So that'll be a free 15 and a free timeout.
So Jack was going to pull the old, like, oh, yeah, we're definitely running an option. Just psych, slide step. And the defender just said, I'd like to hold your face here for a moment. Some questions.
Well, never mind. That's not a free timeout. Apparently, I don't remember rules of football right now. Clock's still running. Handoff. And Williams gets dropped for a 3-yard loss, and now BK uses the timeout.
Yeah, that's going to say it's about that time.
Five wide. Ball on the Georgia Tech 45. Code back to pass on second and 13. That ball came out a wobbly. Austin breaks the tackle. He's got some room to the 30, 20.
Yikes.
Gets tripped up at the 10-yard line, and Notre Dame calls a timeout. Ooh, man.
Pushed him in the back. He turned around and turned that shit up like a fuck. He ran a J formation. Are you kidding me?
Awesome. Cone back to pass. Throws it off his back leg. Almost an interception. Oh my God, that was dangerous.
Terrible throw. I'm glad he threw it at the knees though, because no one was going to get that shit. Yikes.
Yeah, Zamari Walton was very confused at where that ball was going. It's the only reason that wasn't picked off.
There's nobody up.
Hand off to Kyron. Only gets, doesn't get any yards.
I'm not sure why we're running anything unconventional. There shouldn't be anything delayed. No counters here. Man, just fucking punish him.
It is.
Five wide.
Third and 10, five wide. Notre Dame's only converted two of these so far. Cone dancing around is going to be sacked. Jesus Christ.
Just embarrassing.
Lockhart on the sack. A big defensive tackle.
Ate shit. He was like, I can sneak between this guy. If I miss this one, I'll stand over. No, I can't.
And the interesting part about that five wide is there were two routes, one on each side, that were both look routes that just turned and looked.
Turned, and he just didn't let it go.
Well, this will be a 33-yard attempt.
Now we want to kill clock. Okay, buddy.
I would Georgia Tech. I call a timeout just to piss them off.
Yeah. In the old Big 12 timeout.
Hey, or we could jump and make this a 38-yard attempt. Okay. Last time that happened, Dorr missed it.
Yeah. We would deserve it.
Still fourth down.
Okay.
After that incredible drive to end this way, just disappointing.
Austin did not have that sweet broken tackle for this. Well, thankfully, right, this kick is good from 38 out. Notre Dame takes the huge 13-10 lead. 50 seconds left in the half.
That's something.
And this will be kneeled in the end zone by Gibbs. Well, 50 seconds. Georgia Tech has mostly been going on the ground. They'll have to air it out to make anything happen here. But we'll see if they'll just be happy to go in only down by three.
If anything, they'll just look for Gibbs.
Well, they tried to pass, and then it was a scramble, and then there was MTA.
Yeah, then there was absolutely nowhere to go. MTA was there. Jack Kaiser was there. He just royally fucked across the board.
So there's now 40 seconds left, second and 15. Five wide for Georgia Tech, four over to Sims' right side. Are they going to snap it, or are they just fucking around?
They'll snap it. Snap it with about 5 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, there's 20 seconds now, and 10 left on the play clock. Clock now down to 15.
Sort of bad.
This is a choice. I'm going to laugh if they pick six of this.
Oh, God.
Throws over the middle, and it is complete. And now they call a timeout after they get the first down. There are 4 seconds left, you geniuses.
If anyone's going to Hail Mary it, it's a Georgia Tech quarterback.
All the way back from their own 35. Well, here it comes. Chucks it deep.
Holy shit.
And it's caught. God, it's caught, but it was caught at the 20.
Fucking. Okay.
Stat padding.
Yeah.
They gave up a 48-yard reception in the half. I'm going on the forums, man. I got a post.
Well, at the half, it's Notre Dame 13, Georgia Tech 10. We'll be back right after this. We are back for the second half. Well, Notre Dame fairly well dominating, especially through the air, but closing out drives has not been their specialty.
No, yeah, man. It's the classic get the fuck out of your own way game. Georgia Tech is not doing anything special. Yeah, they have Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah, you know, Jeff Sims. They're creating fun matchups and keeping things interesting with the option. But Notre Dame just being incompetent to a degree that they can't get out of their own way and finish drives.
Well, Notre Dame deferred, so they will start off the second half with the ball, trying to get back on track after a very sloppy first half. And they will start after a touchback as Tyree just kneels this sucker in the end zone.
All right, let's see what they have. Let's see if they got the fear of God screamed into their faces at halftime.
Coming out with a two tight end set under center right off the bat.
Beef.
And play action.
Oh.
Throws it to Lindsey, just at the 42, it looked like he got, a 16-yard gain.
They're loving that lead hand, fake handoff, 360 spin Jack Cohen has to do. They're loving that shit.
It's like not a bootleg because we don't want him to go too far, so we'll just have him do a pirouette.
Yeah, a little pirouette launch. It'll go further.
Jet sweep motion here, and it will go to Lindsey, and he is clubbed
nowhere behind
the line. Ouch.
It'll go nowhere. Yeah, no, number six, Keon White, was just, his block was completely shattered from jump. Yikes.
It's Keon White's second tackle for loss. He also has a sack on the day. Now second and 13, ball on the Irish 38. Hand off here to Williams, and he tries to have a cutback here.
And
manages to find it for 5 yards.
Yeah, that cutback got him an extra 2 to 3. I mean, not insignificant, it's just what he does.
So it's now third and a little bit more manageable, third and eight instead of third and forever. Irish will come out with five wide, four over to Cone's left. And Cone will throw this one deep into double coverage, and it is batted away.
Deflected. It for the best, because that was just a terrible choice. But
That was an arm punt attempt right there.
Yeah, again, they make this punt count?
Five wide, and you're throwing to the guy in double coverage. This kick is away. And it is taken just inside the 15. And Ray takes this 15 yards out. Gives him a fairly decent field position considering where he caught it. It would be just past the 30. And it's a Wildcat with Gibbs.
Smoked. No. No. What are you doing, dude? All three of the defenders stood around him like, dude, did you want the sack? You could have asked.
Unbelievable.
Yikes.
I don't know if we're going to see any Wildcat again after that.
Sims
is back to pass. And it is complete to Carter for an 11-yard gain and a B's first down.
Keep catching these passes just up in the sidelines. Just like, okay, all right.
Four wide for Georgia Tech. And a read option here. Sims pulls it down, and Heinisch pulls him down.
Heinisch said no thank you. He tried to stiff arm Kurt Heinisch.
Yeah, good luck with that. Third and 10. Four wide. And read option, good read there as Foskey went all after the running back, and Sims just gets plastered.
It was a good read to keep, but then he just ran to the sideline. He gained no yardage, none. He had 5 yards worth of space if he had just cut up field.
Such a shame. Three down linemen and five wide for Georgia Tech. Only three-man rush, so eight have been dropped. And that pass is short to McGowan, and that is going to be a punt.
That'll knock it down. All right, so this is exactly where you want to be, right? You get the ball again, chance to get some momentum. You go up two scores.
It'd be nice. Put a little distance in between you.
Put a little razzle-dazzle on it.
I like how Kyron, when he took that punt return, he basically caught it on the sideline and then juked towards the sideline.
Yeah, he could have just gone out, but cool.
Well, the Irish take over on the 26-yard line. Come out again with two tight ends, heavy on the left side of the line.
First down deep.
And the run will go to the left side of the line. 5 yards for Williams.
All right.
Second and five coming up for the Irish.
1,000 digs. Let's see him get involved.
And again, going with that same two tight end formation. And a pitch out to the right to Diggs, who breaks two tackles and gets only a yard.
I'm sorry, man. Every Georgia Tech defender saw that fucking play coming. Every single one.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Now we go three wide in the shotgun. Back to pass. And a wide open Diggs. Look at that. 8-yard game.
Oh, you thought Kyron Williams had good hands.
And we got, 39-yard lines where it is. Four wide for the Irish. And a read option here. Cone's going to...
Shedding tackles.
He's breaking the first tackle every time, and it's cracking me up. Two-yard gains. It's great. Has negative one rushing yards because he's been sacked twice.
Man ball.
Second and eight. Three wide. Cone under center. Hands off to Williams, who cuts up the middle and only gets a yard, and oh my God!
And is hurt.
Yeah, he wasn't just hurt. We got a injury cutscene, which always ends well.
We got a fade to black coach consoling player on the field clip.
Third and six. Oh God. And pass is complete to Jaden Thomas, who breaks two tackles for a touchdown.
His first touch of the game, 57-yard touchdown. He said, fuck your injuries. Fuck all y'all. Fuck your depth chart.
Damn. And he actually did get some action last week. He was on the field and makes a big impact here as the freshman.
For me. Well, that's big. I know it doesn't feel great because it – because of the price we paid two plays earlier, or one play earlier.
That was a blood sacrifice made there.
But I think Georgia Tech is going to find themselves in what you might call an insurmountable lead. Ah!
Only back spasms. He is out for the rest of the game, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that cutscene, usually that's the season-ending injury cutscene. That's the broken clavicle.
That's the broken clavicle cutscene, just so y'all know.
All right, so we are going to get a heavy dose of digs once the Irish get the ball back.
All right, maybe a little pick here. Maybe a fumble will be fun.
So after the touchback, Georgia Tech takes over, and oh my God, Gibbs just murdered in the backfield.
Yeah. The team is riding high.
Yeah, Foskey gets credit for that one, but you could have given it to MTA as well if you wanted to.
Just sense the total fucking shift in momentum.
Second and 13. I think Georgia Tech has shit themselves. Back to pass to Sims. He's going to go running, and he's going to be stopped by MTA after a five-yard gain. Third and 8 coming up. And Georgia Tech, wow, they have only converted one of now 7. They're going to attempt third downs.
Okay. And it
is going to stay at one as Drew White all over the pass there. Gibbs is short.
Drew White doing a dance, yeah.
Yeah, Drew White just looked like he won the national title in that celebration.
Yeah. This team is riding the momentum. I mean, imagine your star offensive player goes down immediately afterwards. A touchdown is delivered against this team, and then you shut them down 3 and out.
Well, Lorenzo Styles took this punt return in absence.
Love it.
Of Kyron. Mark that down. I had no idea who was on number 2 with the punt return chart. Head off to Diggs, who makes a little bit of a bad read there.
He just had to get inside, just a step inside. Right there on the inside.
Yeah.
There was so many blockers, but nah, not to be.
It'll be 2nd and 12 after the 2-yard loss. 2:40 left to go here in the third. 2 tight ends, 1 on each side of the line. Play action.
Again.
Cone moving in the pocket. Throws to the near sideline. It's complete to Lindsey, who drags a toe down.
That's a terrible fucking spot from where he started that catch.
But yeah, okay. They didn't give him the first down? What the fuck?
No. 3rd and inches. And we're throwing the ball
on the
screen.
Oh, thank you, Tyree, for getting across. Oh,
miracle.
My God.
Miracle. Stupid play call. Good
that
God.
That's the second time the Irish have done a dumb screen on 3rd and inches. This time it actually works.
Look for Lindsey at the top of the screen.
Diggs gets this one up the middle, has a lot of room, breaks a tackle of the secondary, a 20-yard gain for the freshman.
That was some straight-line speed. I mean, the first tackle had no fucking prayer. Dude went flying.
So the Irish now push it up to the Georgia Tech 31 after that huge run by Diggs. 3 receivers. Austin coming in, jet sweep motion. He will get the ball, dances around, and finds 4 yards out of nothing.
Wow. I'm impressed he fell forward for that many yards. He was just breaking ankles for a second there.
Ball edging ever so closer to the red zone. 3 wide for the Irish, 2nd and 6, 1:35 left in the third. Cone, back to pass. Throws over the middle, complete to Styles. Sets up for a first down, dragging defenders. 20-yard gain by the freshman.
Yeah, this is 91 yards for Lorenzo Styles today already. So it's been a day.
On 3 receptions. Absolutely unbelievable.
Come with me for 8 yards, please.
Forget senior day. It is freshman day right now.
Freshman fiesta.
Although there have been no touchdowns in the red zone, we'll see if that changes here inside the 10. Play action to Diggs, and then throws it. Oh, that was Tyree there, excuse me. And then throws it well out of bounds.
What? Okay, so he play action to Tyree, who was essentially doing a little wheel route, and then when he got started on the route, he just launched it to the sideline. Okay.
2nd and goal. Hand off there to Tyree. Runs over a defender, and then hit by another 3-yard gain. 3rd and goal. Are we about to have another sad red zone field goal?
Yet another useless red zone trip.
Apparently, the trick is scoring outside the red zone. Oh, look at all the meat coming in. And a false start.
twitchy beef. No, twitchy beef.
Oh, my God.
Still third down.
Damn it.
Third down and goal on the 9-yard line.
I mean, now you got to run slants, right? Just hit them.
Three wide.
Right, it, right there.
Back to pass. Diggs gets this up the middle, and he scores.
Yeah, he's sitting right there. The second the play started, I was like, it's right there. He was just sitting there.
He wanted to wait until there. People got around him.
Yeah, too easy. Good, good. Now this game is really out of fucking Georgia Tech's reach.
And with 51 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, Notre Dame puts up the extra point. It is good. 27-10.
Yep.
Now things feel a little bit more comfortable.
Leprechaun's getting thrown in the stands.
And Shane, I do believe the spread was 17.5, just to note.
What? What? Oh, the dreaded fucking hook.
I have no idea who false started ND Gal, because this was back in the era where you could not point out who screwed up. It was just on the offense.
Plus, it wouldn't have mattered because there were like 8 offensive linemen on the play.
Gibbs only gets a yard on that. Yeah, remember the days where college football wouldn't say, yeah, that guy jumped? It was just,
yeah, they just said
on the offense.
Yeah.
So dumb. No. Gibbs gets another handoff, and he meets Bertrand after 2 yards. It almost feels like they've given up, Shane.
Yeah, it feels like they realize that this whole Jahmyr Gibbs doing different stuff is not really working, so they don't have another answer. They're just going to try to get some reps in.
Sims tries to do a QB draw, and it goes nowhere. Drew White all over. It gets his 8th tackle on the day.
When they take Gibbs away as an option, the rest of the offense falls apart. It's natural. There you go. Keep going.
End of the third quarter. Now it's a lot more comfortable. 27-10 Irish.
Took
we head into the final frame, and Georgia Tech will be punting after a very, very pathetic 3-and-out.
Yeah, that third quarter was a rough one for Georgia Tech, I'll tell you. After the first half seeming a little interesting, shit kind of unraveled for the Bees.
And again, Benny, I don't have a senior sub button. It doesn't exist. I said this at the beginning of the sim.
Nope.
And this punt is away and taken inside the 30 by Styles, across to the 40. And it seemed like he wanted to ride the defender that fell down like a horse, and that's when he got tackled.
Giddy up. Aw, tackle. Now we get a montage of look at Jack Cummings.
Look at the freshman.
Three freshman touchdown receptions.
Hey, I am a fan. I'm a
All
huge
three.
Fan. All three. Jaden Thomas, the big upset there.
Yeah, the Vegas, somebody just lost the fuck ton of money bet.
And a little quick slant here, almost like a mid-screen to Lindsey.
Yeah, trying to set up a tunnel with no actual blockers. They're just trying to get him in the slot.
And I'm not sure. I think Lindsey may have gotten hurt on that play, but I can't tell if he's in or not.
Okay.
Two tight end formation here. Diggs, it's a pitch on the right side. That's the second time that...
Whoa,
he broke the tackle!
Opposite direction.
Well, it still didn't work.
Doesn't matter. It could have turned a 3-yard loss into a 1-yard loss, but he got tackled and then turned around and went the other way.
Yeah, and GT definitely trying for the strip there, and it did not work.
Wow.
Lindsey is back out. He was only out for one play, so he's all good. Back to passes Cone. Throws it deep, he wanted Styles. But man, did he throw that short.
Yeah, really underthrown and definitely should have been picked. And Notre Dame's gotten bailed out here with a couple of drop passes that should have been picks.
And Notre Dame will punt this one away. And this will, of course, roll forward through the end zone. Well, 7:03 left here to go in regulation. Georgia Tech's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, hasn't worked so far.
Four wide. Let's see if they just hand it off to Gibbs again. Nope. Gibbs is back to block. There goes Sims. He breaks free and slides after a 9-yard gain.
Definitely took some contact there late from Bertrand, but all right.
Hey, this game doesn't know what roughing the kicker is, doesn't know about targeting or any of that shit.
Simpler time.
Uh-huh. Back to pass. Nope, another. This is like me playing. It's like, okay, I got one guy that's got talent. Let me drop back to pass and, and just run the guy.
Over and over.
We're getting Rudy chants, and I'm being booed. Thank you, chat. And that pass is complete to Leonard, who gets his second reception of the game. Second of four coming up.
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, there's nothing really to preserve aside from the massive lead. So it's just about, you know, getting them to get off schedule enough to shut this drive down and get out with a win.
Basically the same play there, and Leonard pays for that first down.
Yikes.
Wow.
Flat on your back.
Ball now on the 45. Under 6 minutes left to go. Back to pass to Sims.
Nobody's. They keep running the same play over and over again.
And that is Adonicus Sanders with his first reception of the game.
So many of these Georgia-ass names on this Georgia Tech team.
Well, I do say, Adonicus.
Fucking A.
Second and inches. Sims back to pass. Goes to Gibbs, who gets a six-yard gain and a B's first down.
Yeah, you're right. The right now, this is one of those first quarter drives that Georgia Tech kept putting together where they just kind of march down the field, not really having a problem, but it's just, it feels weird, you know, that they're pulling this off now.
And a handoff here to Mason. I think that's his only second one of the game. Yes, it is. And he only gets 4 yards, second and six.
All right.
Ball on the Irish 35. Five wide here for Tech.
Potential mistake.
Back to pass. Blitz coming wide open.
They sent too much.
And who is that? 18. That is PJ Harris. Or Pehi?
I'm going to go with PJ.
I think that's a PJ attempt.
Yeah.
Ball now in the red zone. It's been a while since Tech was here. Last time they were here, though, they did come out with six.
Don't fuck it up.
Hand off to Gibbs. He is gassed. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yikes.
Ooh. Oh,
man. Zero acceleration.
He's like, please, sub me out.
Yeah. Damn.
That actually hurt me to watch.
In mud.
Mason subs in, and it's a read option. Sims pulls it down, and he gets an 11-yard gain.
Yeah, still not really doing anything to spy him. I feel like they could be exploiting that a little bit better, but it just feels kind of worthless at this point.
Well, that is how they scored their last touchdown. It was a Sims read option that he kept. This is a pitch out to Mason, and Lewis seals that up with the 1 yard loss.
Really tried to stretch that out about five more yards than was necessary. Did you see that cut up lane right there? Like, what the hell?
Well, he didn't see it.
Yeah, three blockers and walk him into the end zone. Nothing.
Second and goal. Ball's on the five. And Sims, QB drawn. He's going to get in the end zone.
Yeah, no one's paying attention to him, which is fine. You know, it's a little late now, but, you know, so long as Notre Dame can continue to answer or at least shut down their next drive, it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, it's only a problem for people that have Notre Dame minus 17.5 right now.
Yeah.
So with 3:52 left to go, the extra point is up and good. Notre Dame 27.
Onside.
Georgia Tech onside. 17. And yes, here comes the onside attempt. And that sucked.
That was direct to George Takis. Just, here you go, buddy. Here's the ball.
George Takis was lined up on the 50 and it went straight to him.
Straight at him.
Well, here come the Irish and Logan Diggs to try to seal this sucker up. Going is under Logan center. Deep. And here comes, that is Diggs.
Yeah.
No gain there. That makes it second and 10. So it is second and 10, 3:35 left here to go. Georgia Tech still has all three timeouts, if you're curious. Two tight end formation.
Okay.
And a handoff again to Diggs, who just gets a yard. I think they may have to throw this one.
He's excited a little bit. He's running wild, you know, not just patient, hitting the holes that he's been presented. Yeah, they're going to have to toss this one. They should let this clock run all the fucking way down.
I'm surprised they haven't been doing that earlier. They have been doing some quick snaps, but they are going to let this one run down. So we are just now hitting the 3-minute mark. 15 seconds left on the play clock. Irish out with four wide.
Stay three chill. Over
Cone's left. And this ball will be snapped with about 2:45 left to go. Here we go. Back to pass is Cone. It is complete. Lindsay almost breaks the tackle, but is tripped up. And this is a go for it if we have realistic BK here. But instead, we're going to kick a 55-yard field goal?
Legend kick. Here we go.
Okay. Missed from 44 earlier, has made 38 and 25.
It's a smart choice because the computer's too fucking stupid to stop the clock. So.
Oh, my God. They jumped again.
Well, 60-yarder. You going to
go for a 60-yarder?
Anybody? Huh? Come on.
Now they're going to punt it.
Kick the fucking field goal.
Assholes.
Could have done it.
It's like they were just waiting for the false start to happen to make this decision easier. Hey, we're actually kicking towards the corner here.
Wow.
Hey,
inside the 10.
Very nice kick there.
All right. Notre Dame hadn't bothered to do that all season, so.
First and 10, 2:12 left. Georgia Tech has all three timeouts, trailing by 10. Sims is back to pass. It is picked up by Drew White.
Oh, you fucked up. You fucked up. You gave it to Dad. Why did you do that? look at him. He's like, ah.
That's a just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. You thought we were going to try. We wanted to leave. there's Zaxby's on the bus. Get the fuck out of here.
4 wide. Oh, Notre Dame's going to pass because why not? Boink. Oh, Diggs had it and dropped it.
All right. Now just run the ball. Come on.
I am shocked they passed it.
We don't need this.
First and goal. 3 wide. Cone under center.
Yeah, there you go.
Draw to Diggs, and he goes nowhere.
Okay.
Timeout, Georgia Tech.
Sure.
2:02 left to go. They're daring you to score. Go do it.
They're going to Lindsay.
Oh, here comes the screen. And Diggs has got some room. He's going to score.
No effort. No problem.
And again, we're going to get hooked here, Shane, unless they go for two.
That's his second. Can I just say that's Logan Diggs' second receiving touchdown today?
It is his second receiving touchdown.
Yikes.
Apparently, the cure for the red zone ills is Logan Diggs.
He's got
both red zone touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
34-17, Irish push back ahead and making Vegas look very smart. 1:55 left to go. Tech has two timeouts.
Oh.
Gibbs will kneel this in the end zone. Let's see if they throw a pick six for the stupid cover.
I mean, it's not a beyond their own possibility because I feel like Georgia Tech is just dumb enough to feel pressure like they could maybe make it interesting.
Back to pass to Sims. And he throws it well short to Gibbs. 8-yard gain. Yeah, that's going to get you the points you need.
Jahmyr Gibbs, you can see him just running completely tentative, just tucking in, slow, no interest in taking the pain.
And pass along the sideline to Norris, who pulls it down for a 16-yard gain.
Yeah, did he get that left foot in?
Well, we got the Elvis cam there from the waist up, so I have no idea.
Thanks.
Guess he did, because we're not reviewing it.
All right.
Four down linemen, four wide. Ball's near midfield. Back to pass to Sims. And he's sacked by Bracey on the blitz.
Lay down, buddy. Damn, that he came in like a missile. Holy shit. Everyone was so far downfield, no one was ready for this next play. They didn't set it for a second. Okay.
Please, this game doesn't know formation penalties.
Oh my God.
It'll be 3rd and 8 after the 10-yard Gibbs game.
All right.
He's just got to be dying right now. Yeah, they subbed him out.
Yeah, he's out.
3rd and 8, 1 minute left to go. Sims dancing around. Picked off by Ramon Henderson.
Another one. the second he was stepping up into the pocket, he's about to give another one. And there it was.
And that should do it. Georgia Tech only has two timeouts left. Irish should be able to run this one out.
Talk about a wreck.
Ramble that. Three-yard game for Diggs, and Georgia Tech has had enough. They have tapped.
Georgia Tech's got to call it, huh? One more play, and that'll do her.
They'll call a timeout after this, because the logic will be, I could stop you on second and third down now.
Please don't do this to us.
Oh, thank God they didn't do it to us. Diggs will run this clock out after a four-yard gain.
Well, that'll get him at least 100 yards, right?
And Notre Dame 34, Georgia Tech 17. Folks, this is why you always consider buying the hook. I did not, and now I am questioning it.
Yep, you're going to pay for that. I promise you.
No, it should be much easier than this. Well, that is the game, and folks, believe it or not, the last home game sim for her Loyal Sons.
At least they did the job right. It took them a quarter, a classic Notre Dame home game experience. Yeah, it takes them a quarter to figure it out. What Navy's winning 3-0 to start the second quarter, and then LOL the rest of the way. It's a classic experience. A nice senior day, you know, for a lot of freshmen. That's a feel good experience. And Georgia Tech, just go home. You know, you can close the blinds. You know, turn your phone off. You know. Grab a pint of ice cream and just watch Netflix for the rest of the weekend. You're fine.
Yeah, it's much warmer in Atlanta than it will be in South Bend and was in this game. Well, Shane, that's going to do it for us. Yeah, football season definitely does go by way too fast, Indy Gal. Definitely agree. Man, it's crazy to think this is almost at an end. Keep an eye on the Twitters because your next sim's going to be coming at you early because of Turkey Day. So keep an eye on that. We will finalize when we'll be coming at you. And I got nothing else, Shane. I mean,
Nope.
The game hopefully is a lot smoother than that.
Yeah, it's going to be the closest back-to-back sims we'll run ever. So, you know, of course, the final season, why not? But it's gonna be fun. Hopefully, it'll be smoother than that. I'll say, you know, if it ends up being another freshman fiesta, I'm not gonna be mad.
No, not at all. And folks, like I said, that will do it for us. Thank you so much for joining us on twitch.tv/loyalsuds. Make sure to give us a follow so you know when we go back live for the last couple of sims left. And of course, subscribe to the podcast. Very few of those remaining as well. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever. You happen to get your podcast feeds at Discord at herlittlesuds.com/Discord. And of course, we are always at herlittlesuds.com. Until next time, y'all, go Irish, beep bees, have a good one.